la 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 la
כדי שנכון לקוף את עצמנו.
In order to be able to subdue ourselves, depends upon our faith and our sages that they said, this is the true path, and only this is demanded of us to do for the sake of the heaven. We have no forces of our own, and we don't understand. Only in the force of faith that they understand more than us, even though our reason cannot understand this. And I say, this they understand more than me. Surely it's because they know what is good for the created beings. And we want to go in their path and to perform actions in Torah, in good deeds, in prayer, in order to reach this point called for the sake of the heavens, for the sake of the Creator. Why do I need to overcome? Being that I believe what they said, that a person cannot perform this on himself. Otherwise, there is no fuel for the work. There's no reason in this. Only according to what a person can accept on himself, the faith in the sages, to believe what our sages said, that accordingly he can subdue himself.
Now,
coercion means that first that what it belongs here is that first a person should have a desire for this. And if I have a desire and I cannot do it, it's called that it's coercion. And if a person doesn't want, where is coercion here? I understand from my mind that I need to talk with this person for my benefit. But if I cannot stand him, I cannot look at his face. He causes me much problems. How can I love him? Love is what awakens in the heart. This that I cannot overcome my sensation. But a person can overcome externally. He can go to the other, to this other person, to talk to him, to give him gifts. But even though he doesn't really want it and doesn't see him that favorably, this is called the understand this? Well, we can go accordingly. So who is our our hater, the Torah and Mitzvot, that we don't want it. And only in the force of faith that we do in love, and that we can see, that we kiss the tzitzit, the tefillin, the book of the Torah. Usually we make criticism by the time and the person. But what am I doing this kissing for, even though that I don't have love for the matter, that I'm forcing myself? He doesn't understand what he's supposed to do. He says, I will do and I will hear. I perform actions even though my heart doesn't agree, even though the heart is inverted. But we accept this love like through our actions. This that he cannot force himself. This that he's kissing the tzitzit. He ever thought about what he's kissing when he's performing this action? He says, oh, this is a great mitzvah. An externality. That we sing, use this to say the main thing is the internality.
Hello, friends. Good morning, everyone. What a joy to be here, all of us together, in this lesson, this lofty state, absorbing the light from the Kabbalist's words. Let's each take ourselves and shake ourselves, wake up, and see where we are. We have an opportunity to focus all of the faith that we have in the words of our sages, all they told us, and now in this lesson to say we shall do and we shall hear. So we'll focus all of our faith in the sages and everything we've been through and all the powers that we have in our points in the heart. And we want to do and be as loyal disciples and fulfill what they told us, to connect between us, love the friends, care for the friends, together in this effort to awaken concern between us, draw the light, and resemble the Creator. So let's do this together, and let's open our heart with a source excerpt. Go ahead.
Rabash, each gift that he gives his friend is discerned in this that his friend shall enjoy it, in word, in thought, or in action. However, each gift must be out in the open so that his friend will know about it. And with thoughts, one does not know that his friend was thinking of him. Thus, we need also speech to tell him that he thinks of him. We'll read again. Each gift that one gives his friend, and a gift is determined as such when he knows that his friend will enjoy it, whether in words, in thought, or in action. However, each gift must be out in the open so that his friend will know about it. And with thoughts, one does not know that his friend was thinking of him. Thus, we need speech as well to tell him and that he thinks of him and cares for him.
Question for a workshop. What do I want to give my friends today in the lesson? Again, active workshop. What do I want to give my friends today in the lesson?
I want to give them my care and concern. I want to give them confidence. I want the Creator to help them, that they shall succeed, to connect, that they shall feel the Creator between them. Like this, to truly connect them together to the Creator and request and demand for their success, to feel their togetherness.
I want to give to the friends my annulment, my small desire that will join the great desire of the friends in devotion.
כן, כמו אמרתי זה לדחוק רצון שלי, כל הרצון לרקע לב שלי עבור החברים.
Put all the desires, all my personal desires aside, focus all entirely desires of the friends to adhesion with eternality and infinity.
What to give? My participation to try to feel what the friends need, what's important to them, and try to give them that example, even to act it out. So there will be an additional force in the ten.
I want to give the friends in the lesson that same upper force that comes upon us, connects everyone, and makes us as one man with the same intention, same common intention, and feel him.
Shal writes, wanting to give to the friends an awakening of the heart to remember the unique status that we're in and put all of our common force into it. Avi writes, wanting and asking for help from the Creator to dedicate my heart to the friends, to give the ten the importance of our common path. Gavriel writes, to be a conduit of the light and ask that the friends will manage to give an example and the power of Arvut. And I'll add, really just to give the feeling that only together we can make it happen. And in every moment, how can we strengthen that togetherness?
I'll also add that everything that I want, really, all my adhesion, everything that I request of the Creator to help me, I want him to help the friends, that they will succeed, that it will give them truly a force of connection, of unity, that they will feel the Creator living among them.
What else can be added? The awakening, maybe joy, maybe the heart is what I give to the friends.
And also a smile, to sit straight, paying attention to the Rav, to the questions of the friends, giving your heart to the world Kli, and raise it to the Creator. It's so exciting.
Also to be impressed by the friends, like the friends just said, to absorb the importance from them, these sparks. That's also giving, because that's how we build our power.
We want to give the friends an eternal connection to the Creator of wholeness, of love, fear, of holiness, of bestowal, that we shall all feel as one heart.
Yaakov writes, I'm asking to open the heart towards the friends.
Baal HaSulam. Ba'arvut HaKlalit.
Baal HaSulam. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure. and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him.
Again,
with this collective responsibility, each member of the nation who is liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him.
We'll go into a quiet workshop. We're asking for the send confidence to each and every friend so that he feels that we are standing by his side to care for him.
Prayer of the Friends. Dear and beloved Creator, we want to thank you for the privilege of working for you and serving you together. Help us walk together in Achishena, hastening, to realize the purpose of creation. Help us to rise above the will to receive, support, and care for the friends. Help us adhere to the words of the Kabbalists and give the friends strength to reach connection in this lesson. Help all the world kli become as one man with one heart. Help us discover your greatness and glory through each and every friend's heart, so that we will light up the entire world with the love of friends.